Esther Perikhes Pasuk Yud Aleph. So what is this decree that Mordechai had written in the name of the king and signed with the king's signet ring? Asher Nosan HaMelech LaYehudim Asher B'chol Ir Vo'ir, that the king granted to the Jews who lived in every city, because we know we're Mefuzar and Mefarad, we're all over the place, we are given permission, Lehi Kahel, to gather together, to organize. It was a crime during Reconstruction, after slavery ended, for blacks to gather in groups of more than three. Think about all of those pro-Palestinian rallies that happen outside shuls every time Jews get together, even in small groups. Lehi Kahel is a right that you shouldn't take for granted. V'la amod al nafsham, and to defend themselves. So we're not undoing Haman's decree to kill the Jews, but we are granting the Jews permission to kill if necessary in their own self-defense. Lahashmid, to destroy. Uvelaharog, to kill, to slay. Ulaabed, and to exterminate, to absolutely annihilate. As kol chel am umedina, every armed force, every Michigan militia, every group of any people or province, Hatzorim Osam, who are threatening the Jews, Taf Vinashim, along with their children and women, Ushlalam Lavos, and to plunder their possessions. And we will see over and over again that although the Jews are given the right to plunder their possessions, we never do, which shows that we are fighting to defend ourselves. We are not fighting to despoil Gaza. We are not fighting to steal all of the greatness that the Palestinians claim they have in their tunnels. We are fighting for self-preservation. Ushlalam Lavos is never our primary motivation. Of course, it was Haman's primary motivation. It's how he justified it to the king. The 10,000 silver talents will be paid back by all the property we seize from the Jews. There is a Jew, I read about this yesterday, there's a Jewish family from Iraq whose home was taken away when they were kicked out, and now it's the French embassy. And the French embassy is squatting in a very wealthy, luxurious estate that used to be owned by wealthy Jews who made a lot of money for the Iraqi government before Saddam Hussein. And they're trying to sue to get their property back. It was in Mishpacha magazine, I think. And they face overwhelming odds against them, because when it's a Jew suing to get back his property, that's no good. When it's a Native American tribe that didn't even sue in Canada, immediately British Columbia overturns all property rights and all deeds and says, we're giving everything back to the natives. So if the natives happen to be Jewish, then for some reason we're less concerned than the Western world. Shlalom lavos. Yudbeis b'yom echad b'chol medinos hamelech Achashverosh, on one specific day, a single day, so that the Jews are going to demonstrate by limiting it to a single day. They're not going to start losing looters the way they do during the protests of 2020, during the LA riots of 1992. Looting, the longer it drags on, the more looting takes place. We're not going to let the Jews do that either. B'chol medinos hamelech Achashverosh. Remember, this is coming from Mordechai. In all of the provinces of King Achashverosh, B'shalosha asar l'chodesh nevasar u'chodesh adar. What day did we pick for self-defense? The 13th day of the 12th month, which is to say, the month of Adar. So, the 13th day, what we keep as Tainus Esther, that was the date of the murder that was planned. The 14th, when we keep Purim, was the date of the despoiling and looting that was to take place. Now we're going to prevent that. Yud Gimel Pashegen Aksav Li Nasein Das B'chol Medina U'Medina. The contents of the document were to be spread around to give the law out to every province and province. Galui L'chol Ho'amim, to be published, to be public, publicized to all peoples. V'liyos Hayhudim Asidim La'Yom Hazeh. But mainly so that the Jews shall be ready on that day, on the 13th day of Adar. Lihina came, may oyveihem, to avenge themselves on their enemies. And thus, Yadalad Haratzim Rochvei Orechesh Oachashtaronim, the couriers, the riders on the swift mules, Yatsu Mavoha Limut Chufim Bidvar HaMelech, went out and exited in a hurry. Mavo halim, in great haste, a behola, udechufim, and pushed out urgently by order of the king. Vehados nidna b'shushan habira, and the law was given, the edict was distributed in Shushan, in the capital. And in Shushan, of course, they knew about this coming sooner than everywhere else. They had ears in the palace. So only after the couriers are on their way, before, and the reason Shushan was told last was so that the anti-Semites in Shushan didn't have a chance to rally their legal cause and to get all of their packs to start spending money back in the Congress again, to get everybody to avoid the edict. So Shushan Habira is actually going to hear about it later than everybody else. So what I'm going to do this time is we're going to avoid our usual strategy of trying to separate Perek from Perek. And so the next two psukim are some of the best, some of everybody's favorites in the Megillah. And we have three psukim left in this Perek. So no doubt I will go too long anyway and we'll just do three psukim, but maybe we'll overlap a little into Perek Tes, which is a continuation of the same story.